Today, as we celebrate this great solemnity of Saint Joseph, we first of all have to recognize what it says in his regard, that he was a righteous man. Translation we heard is a just man, same idea, but to be truly righteous means that he has achieved the heights of holiness. This was not just an average person. This is a truly holy man. Now, on one hand, we could look at it and say, well, it would have to be that way because, after all, if he's going to be married to our Blessed Lady and going to be the father for our Lord, he needs to be holy. And that certainly is true. But we also have to stop to think about what is required to get there. It's a lot of purification. A lot of suffering that Saint Joseph would have had to have endured. So in order to be patient, in order to be humble, in order to be charitable, all of those things which are required, that requires a lot of purification, as any of us know. All you can do is ask yourself, looking at my own sins, my own weaknesses, looking at what it would look like to be achieving a point of spiritual perfection, what's it going to take to get from here to there? And we realize it's a lot. And so Saint Joseph had to have dealt with a lot of rejection. He would have dealt with a lot of interior struggles. And yet he had to learn in all of that to be able to have absolute confidence in God, to turn to him in all things, and to be able to trust him in all things. And it was precisely that which is what prepared his soul to be able, for instance, for the angel to come and tell him that our Lord is conceived by the Holy Spirit, that he would trust that without questioning, that he would immediately act upon it, and that he would be able to be at peace. Now, with that in mind, we also have to then recognize the point that is mentioned, that he had decided simply to put her away privately. In other words, he had decided to get a divorce. So first we must understand that to be betrothed is not to be engaged. To be betrothed is to be married. Our Lady and Saint Joseph were already married, but in Galilee at that time, there was usually about a 6-month period of time before the couple would move in together and before they would consummate their marriage. So he wasn't thinking about breaking an engagement, he was thinking about getting a divorce. Now you stop and say, wait a minute, if he's a just man, a righteous man, why would he be thinking of divorcing Our Lady? First of all, understand it is not because he thought that Our Lady was unfaithful. They had already made a vow that their marriage was going to be virginal. He knew Our Lady's virtue. He knew that she wasn't going to be out doing something stupid. And so then the question is, why? And it's simply because he saw himself as being completely unworthy to be a part of what was happening. You see that in the angel's response, in the angel's message. Do not fear to take Mary, your wife, into your home. Why would he be afraid? Because God is in her womb. Because he's looking at himself and thinking, wait a minute, did I do something arrogant or proud to think that I should be able to marry this woman? If this is somebody that God has chosen, who am I? And so out of humility, he wants to back away to be able to allow the Holy Spirit to do within Our Lady what it is that God has chosen. And yet at the moment that the angel tells him what he is to do, he does it immediately. So you see the humility You see the charity. You see the obedience. All these virtues, which is why Saint Joseph demonstrates himself indeed to be a righteous man, truly just and holy. And what a wonderful example, especially for men, living in a society as we do now that has not only destroyed women, but it has destroyed men. You'd think that if we live in a society that's destroyed women, it would be putting men up on a pedestal. It's done just the opposite. It has destroyed men. It's about time that men start being men. Stop trying to be women. It doesn't work. You weren't created to be a woman. Be a man and learn from Saint Joseph. A real man is one who prays. A real man is one who seeks the will of God. And a real man is one who is going to stand up and protect his wife and his children and do what is right for them. A real man is one who is going to put his life on the line for the sake of others. That's what we see with Saint Joseph. Certainly it's what we see with our Blessed Lord. And that's what God is going to ask of husbands and fathers and any of us who are male, to be true and real men. So that's a great point for all of us to ponder. For the ladies to be able to ask the question, are you allowing your husband to be a man? Are you encouraging that? And for the men, where have we backed off and allowed our wives to be able just to take over the things that we should be doing? Because it's easier. Can't be doing that. Stand up and be a man. That's what Saint Joseph teaches us. So while he ponders all these different things in his mind, in his heart is where God speaks. And that's the same that he's going to do with us. Are we able to hear him? Are we willing to obey him, even when he asks things that are very, very difficult? Or even like Saint Joseph, when God asks things that we don't understand, are we still willing to say yes and to do what God is asking? We have a wonderful example for us and a great patron for the church, for all of us. So in the midst of the mess that we have today in our society, in our world, we have one who stands out as an exemplar for all of us. Go to Joseph. That's what Pharaoh said 3,500 years ago, but that's what the church has been teaching us for the last 2,000 years. Go to Saint Joseph. Trust him. He is extraordinarily faithful, and he is truly a righteous man. Certainly fitting for God to choose for our Blessed Lady, but fitting for God would choose him for the church and to be a patron for each of us.